The World Bank says three regions of the north present agricultural opportunities that are largely not exploited. The bank said cash crops such as cotton and shea nuts are left to waste due to lack of simple and affordable equipment. This, the World Bank believes, are the cause of the high poverty rate in these regions. The World Bank country director Henry Kirali, who made this known, said regardless of how much donor financial assistance is pumped into these regions to alleviate poverty, the overall responsibility lies on government to ensure the mechanisms. These are good roads, proper irrigation and silos. Mr. Kirali said the situation in these regions call for special government policies and game-changing ideas that will influence the lives of the people. He was speaking at the opening of a two-day stakeholders meeting on how to transform the southern zone through agriculture. Irabuna Paha reports.
The stakeholders' consultative meeting was to assess the importance of agriculture and how it can be harnessed to improve living conditions in the three regions of the north. The three regions of the north, according to survey reports, are most affected with poverty and high malnutrition. SADA was formed to, among other responsibilities, to oversee the transformation of these areas through activities such as farming. However, 7 years after the formation of SADA, the three regions are still grappling with extreme poverty. World Bank Country Director Henry Kirali said government must move fast to improve the living conditions of the people in rural areas, since statistics from these regions are not encouraging.
Poor state of infrastructure means that the vast agricultural other productive potentials of the region remain unexploited. This is perhaps the consequence leading to the low household incomes and the outward migration, generally from the southern. The northern region, over 30% of its population, still remains a low-income part of the nation.
Food and Agriculture Minister Alhaji Limuna Muniru said government is now more than ready to transform the lives of not only rural people, but in all areas using agriculture.